Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Ideal Family Life, text number 18. Tasmad brahmana deveshu martyadushu yatharhata tais tai kamar yajas vainam kshetra gyam brahmanan anu tasmad brahmana deveshu Martyadushu yatharhata taisthai kamar yajasvainam kshetragyang brahmanang anu tasmad brahmana deveshu martyadushu yatharhata Taisthai kamar yajasvainam kshetragyang brahmananu tasmad brahmana deveshu martyadushu yatharhatah taisthai kamar yajasvainam Kshetragyang brahmanang anu. Ladies. Tasmad, therefore, Brahmana Deveshu, through the Brahmanas and the demigods, Marchadushu, through ordinary human beings and other living entities, Yata Artaha, according to your ability, Tai Tai, with all those, Kamai, various objects of enjoyment, such as sumptuous food, flower garlands, sandalwood paste, etc. Yajasva, you should worship. Enam, this. Kshetragyam, Supreme Lord, situated in the hearts of all beings. Brahmanan, the Brahmanas. Anu, after. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Therefore, my dear King, first offer prasad unto the brahmanas and the demigods, and after sumptuously feeding them, you may distribute prasad to other living entities according to your ability. In this way, you will be able to worship all living entities, or, in other words, the supreme living entity within every living entity. Purport. To distribute prasad to all living entities, the process is that we must first offer prasad to the brahmanas and the vaishnavas, for the demigods are represented by the brahmanas. In this way, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart, will be worshipped. This is the Vedic system of offering prasad. Whenever there is a ceremony for distribution of prasad, the prasad is offered first to the brahmanas, then to the children and old men, then to the women, and then to the animals like dogs and other domestic animals. When it is said that Narayan, the Supreme Being, is situated in everyone's heart, this does not mean that everyone has become Narayan, or that a particular poor man has become Narayan. Such a conclusion is rejected herein. Om Gyanatamarandasya. Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshum Militam Jainatas Mai Sri Giravainama Mukham Krotivachalan Pungundang Hayategrin Yet Kripatar Hambande Shigurum Jainataranam Vanchakalpatri Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Jayavacha Patitanam Bhavani Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gaur Bhaktivin Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this chapter, Ideal Family Life, this verse is explaining that one of the main duties of the householder is to give charity. And as we heard Shruta Kirti Prabhu say that Prabhupada wanted the householders to give 50%. It's pretty rare. It's difficult now because it's so, you know, just to pay bills is difficult. But I know a couple of devotees that they give 80% of their annual income every year to preaching. Of course, they're doctors. They're making a lot of money. So they just, you know, they use enough to maintain, and the rest they give for preaching. Very nice example. So here it's mentioned that the prasad should be given to the brahmanas, and there's a nice pastime of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami in this regard. Rupa Goswami is the younger brother of Sanatana Goswami, and he was very, very fond of Rupa Goswami. Is very fond of Sanatana Goswami, so he wanted to cook a big feast for him. But they live in simply, they didn't have the facilities or boga. So. But he was meditating on this. And then one girl came to there, Bhajan Kuti there, and gave all kinds of ingredients for cooking this a feast. So he was amazed. Wow. Krishna's mercy. Yeah. So he cooked up a big feast for Sanatana Goswami. And then when Sanatana Goswami went there, he said, "Wow, where did you get all these ingredients? We don't have Lakshmi for all this. Where did you get all this?" He said, "Oh, one girl came here and she gave all this bogus." I was surprised, but yeah, Krishna's mercy. "Oh, really? What'd she look like?" "I'd never seen her before. Very beautiful. Kind of like a golden complexion." Oh. He understood that was Radharani. And Sanatana Goswami said, "What is this? This is not good. We're supposed to serve Srimati Radharani, but we're accepting service. It's not good. And Rupa Goswami kind of felt bad. Imagine how elevated these devotees are. Yeah. Srimati Rani has seen Srimati Radharani, and they're feeling bad that they accepted service from her. So she wanted to serve the Vaishnavas. Of course, we're supposed to serve Krishna, serve Srimati Radharani. But they become so pleased with the service of the devotees that they want to serve the devotees. They want to give charity to the devotees. So this is the competition, Prabhupada explains, that the devotee is so indebted and so wants to serve the Lord so much that he's just such an intense desire to serve Krishna. And Krishna sees this desire and he wants to serve the devotee. And then Krishna sees this reciprocation. He wants to serve the Lord more. And then the Lord wants to serve the devotee even more. And this just goes on and on. Unlimitedly. This competition. Who can please the other the most? So, here it's mentioned that to serve the brahmanas, charity to the brahmanas should be done. But there's another amazing pastime of Advaita Acharya, who was considered to be the most respected of all the Vaishnavas in Navadvipa. And I believe it was a shudder ceremony when the first prasadam was given. But who did he give it to? Haridas Thakur, born in a Muslim family. So Haridas Thakur said, oh, this is not good. You're going to be criticized for this. And Advaita Acharya said that you're a Vaishnava, so you're more than millions of brahmanas. So to be a Vaishnava, this is much greater than being a brahmana. But actually, once one is a Vaishnava, then automatically you're a brahmana. But it's not that if you're a brahmana, automatically you're a Vaishnava. No. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada always encouraged us to become Vaishnavas, worshippers of Krishna. Then automatically the brahmanical qualities become manifest. So who is a brahmana? In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Samo dhamastapa saucham, chantir arjam evacha, jnanavijnanam astakam, brahma karma sabhavacham. The first one, the first quality, is peacefulness. Is peaceful. Yeah. Krishna bhakti nishkama, Atta eva shanta, bhukti mukti siddhikami, sakaliya shanta. That the devotees are very peaceful because they have no material desires. Therefore they're peaceful. People that are anxious to have their material desires satisfied, or they're wanting mystic perfections, has so many material desires, then they can't be peaceful. So one who is free of material desires, who just wants to serve Krishna, they're peaceful. And therefore we see in the material world, because there's so much endeavor for material sense gratification, practically nobody is peaceful. Prabhupada was speaking about this. And he said, just like in the ocean, the waves are tossing here and there and slapping against each other. There's no peace. So everybody's being tossed around in the material world, modes of material nature, pushed around, tossed around by the modes of material nature. Therefore, there's no peace. But when one becomes free of the modes of material nature, Prabhupada says in one purport, Dravyadvaita, which means this is the mode of pure devotional service. This is the mode we want to enter into. Lord Prabhupada says, the mysterious region of transcendence. This is the transcendental mode. And in this position, then there's no fear, there's no anxiety, there's no problem. When one becomes free of the modes of nature. Samo Damas. Damas means the senses are controlled. It's very important. To advance in Krishna consciousness, we have to control the senses. So a brahmana has to be controlled. I remember I was distributing books one time in the airport, and I approached one Indian gentleman, and I showed him the Bhagavad Gita, and he said, "Oh, I'm brahmana." And he looked like a little bit of a questionable character. So I said, "Do you eat meat?" He said, "Well, I take off my Brahman thread and eat. And then I put it back on." Okay. So this is not a Brahmana. Kalau Sudra Sambhavaha. In Kali Yuga, practically everybody is Sudra. Everybody's born Sudra. Someone may be born into a so-called nice Brahman family, but it's not that automatically he's a Brahmana. Which this idea is very rampant in India, that if you're born into a Brahmana family, then you're a Brahmana. But this is ludicrous. It's like, imagine someone's born into a family where the father is a judge. So it's not that he's automatically a judge. When he grows up, he's a judge. He doesn't have to go to law school or anything. No. He's got to go to law school. He's got to be qualified. So to be a brahmana, one has to be qualified. Guna and karma. Qualitative and the activities of a brahmana. So it's not easy to be a pure brahmana, to be a pure Vaishnava, because the senses are difficult to control. Visyava nivartante naraha rasadehina. That the embodied soul may be restricted from the sense gratification, but because there's still some attraction to the senses, is out of control. So we have to get a higher taste. So how do you get this higher taste? We have to try. Try our best. Pray for the best. And Krishna does the rest. So we have to try our best. Give it all we've got to surrender to Krishna. And this is a real Brahman, actually, who's fully surrendered to Krishna. So you have to try very hard and pray very hard. Like yesterday, I was distributing books at the most difficult university in all of Southern California, UCLA. Very difficult. 40,000 students. So it's just like a stampede. You know, the students are just like rushing like anything. And to stop one student, it's like you got to lasso him, you know. Very difficult. So I had to pray. Very difficult. So I had to pray hard. And Krishna sent. And I had to pray, "Krishna, please shower your rain on mercy on this campus." Very difficult. And Krishna showered his mercy. 35 Bhagavad Gitas. So Krishna's mercy. And I had a nice experience yesterday. Well, I was distributing, I got a phone call. Some of you might remember this Bhakta Emmanuel. I got a call from him. He said that now there's four devotees chanting japa at San Bernardino State University. He's cultivating students there. So he wants to get a temple there. He wants to turn his bedroom into a temple and invite people over. So he's things are happening in San Bernardino. In a few weeks we're going to go there and we're going to have some programs. So this is nice news, good news, good morning news, that people are attracted to Krishna, hearing about Krishna. Another student I was speaking to yesterday, he said, oh yeah, I have some of your books. I have the Bhagavad Gita. I have your Science of Self-Realization. I have the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is really nice. I really like that book. Yeah. So I was like, wow. Yeah. So people are reading Prabhupada's books. And from reading Srila Prabhupada's books, they can become purified and attracted to Krishna. So yeah, we have to try very hard. And Krishna, He'll help us to become purified. But our endeavor is very, very important. Just like in this Damodar Leela, Krishna, He was naughty. So He broke this pot of yogurt. And Mother Yasoda, being the responsible mother that she is, she figured, I have to punish this boy. So she went after him with a stick, and he became afraid. And then she thought, oh, I don't want him to be scared of me. So she threw the stick away. But you have to be punished. So she said, I'll tie you up. So she got this rope to tie up Krishna. She tried to tie him, not enough rope. 2 fingers too short. Got some more rope. Still too short. Got more rope. Still too short. Got more rope. Still too short. And now the other gopis, elderly gopis, they're also seeing this and they're getting some fun out of this. Mother Yasoda, can't you see? You can't tie up Krishna. He said, no, he has to be tied up. He's done wrong, he has to be punished. Even if I have to get all the rope in Vrindavan, I'm going to tie him up. So she's getting more rope. So she's endeavoring very hard to do her duty. And then Krishna says, okay, you can tie me up now. So Rishinath Chakravarti Thakur says, these 2 fingers represent the endeavor of the devotee and the mercy of Krishna. So when Krishna sees that we're very, very enthusiastic to serve Him, then He gives His mercy. So this is what we're aiming for. To get this mercy of Krishna. So the problem is the mind. The mind is the problem. Why? Because the soul is sleeping. Because the soul is sleeping. We've given power of attorney to the mind. The mind is in control. So this process of Krishna consciousness is to purify the soul, to wake up the soul. Because the soul is sleeping, therefore the boss is the mind. It's controlling people's lives. All over the world. All over the material world, people are controlled by the mind. So we have to wake up. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Gora Chundabodhi. Wake up, sleeping soul. How long are you going to sleep on the lap of Maya? Besides myself, you have no friend in this world. And I've come to give them medicine. And what is that medicine? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This is how the soul will wake up. And then the mind is purified. This is how the mind gets controlled. When the soul is right, just like there's gross matter, then there's the senses, then there's the mind, there's the intelligence, there's the soul. So the soul is the boss in this situation here. But when it goes to sleep, then the mind takes over. So when we wake up, then automatically the mind will take guidance. So we have to pray to Krishna to wake up, to be free of this, as Prabhupada once said, the rascal mind, the fickle mind. Udaratmanatmanam natmanam avasarya admaiva yatmanobandhar admaiva riparatmana. One must deliver oneself with the help of the mind and not degrade oneself. The mind can be the friend of the living entity and its enemy as well. For one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached. For him, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor, it's all the same. He's conquered the mind. So the mind is actually the enemy. As long as you're not thinking of Krishna, it's like in one purport, Prabhupada says that for every moment that we're thinking of Krishna, we're coming alive again. And for every moment that we're forgetting Krishna, then we're dying. So we want to come alive again in Krishna consciousness. So each time that we're chanting Hare Krishna, that we're thinking of Krishna, that we're reading and hearing the glories of Krishna, then we're coming alive again. We're not sleeping anymore. So samo damas tapa shanti. Tapa means austerity. And austerity is said to be the wealth of the brahmanas. Austerity. This austerity is very, very important. Yeah. But actually it's only on austerity. Things are only austere when we're impure. It's like some people think that book distribution is very austere. And just can't imagine going out and doing it. But there's some devotees, it's just like complete nectar. There's devotees that have taken vows to distribute books every day. There's many devotees on this planet. They go out every day. They got such a nice taste for book distribution. So what one person may think is austere, another person may not think it's austere. Yeah. Such a nectarian activity. And the reason is that it's not, appears like it's not so nectarian, is because of the impurities. Yeah. The more we become free of impurities, then things that are very, very pleasing to Krishna, they're not austere anymore. And this is the symptom of love, is that you do what is very pleasing to your beloved. If you know that something is very pleasing to someone that you love, then you obviously you'll do that. And if there's something that's not pleasing, then you're not going to do that. Anuko yasya sankapa pratiko yasya vajanam rakshishi titi visvashu goprate sarnamita. To accept things which are favorable for devotional service and reject things which are unfavorable for devotional service. So this is what pleases Krishna. So we know we're getting so much guidance about what is pleasing to Krishna and what is not pleasing to Krishna. So we should do those things. It's spelled out very clearly about what is pleasing, what is not pleasing. So Krishna is pleased when we endeavor to serve him. And that's the next one. Samo damas tapashantir. Samo damas tapashantir. Shantir arjunam evacha. So purity is also very pleasing. Krishna likes it when we engage in pure service to him. And everybody likes purity. It's like we all like pure water. We like pure air. So the best, the highest purity is to have pure consciousness. Because this is what gives pleasure to Krishna. So therefore it's stated, Krishna says, Manmana bhava madmoktam, madhyaji mamnurshka. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. That you'll come to me without fail. I promise you this because you're my very dear friend. So this is what pleases Krishna. Purity. Because he's so pure, he is the purest. And it's described in the Nectar Devotion that there's two types of purity. One purity is where one is so pure that one can purify others. And who's the best at that? Krishna. Krishna speaks the Bhagavad Gita, and millions of people get purified just by hearing his words. So pure. And anybody that seriously takes his message to heart also develops this special purity where anybody that hears him gets purified. And who is that? Prabhupada. Prabhupada was so pure. And therefore it's Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because he's given the pure message. Not his own ideas. But the pure message. And therefore, tens of thousands of people have become devotees of Krishna. Yesterday at the university, I was speaking to one Indian man. I was offering the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, no, I have Bhagavad Gita. I said, translated by who? He gave some name. I said, well, this Bhagavad Gita here is called Bhagavad Gita as it is. Do you know why? Because this Bhagavad Gita convinced tens of thousands of people all over the world to give their life to Krishna. But no other Bhagavad Gita can do that. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is. And when I said that, he said, okay. I'll read this one. Okay, I'll take this one. So this is the, as Prabhupada said, this is the special quality of the Krishna consciousness movement, is the purity. The purity. So we have to retain, we have to keep this purity that Srila Prabhupada has given us. And automatically, this Krishna consciousness movement will expand if we have this purity. And the other type of purity is where one is so pure that one never does anything which is impure. So those are the two types of purity. One is so pure that he purifies others, and the other, one is so pure he never does anything that is impure. So we have to be very careful. This is Maya's kingdom. So much opportunity for impure activity. So we, as I said, we're given so much guidance. What to do, what not to do. So we know what is a pure activity, what is an impure activity. By all this guidance that we're given. Srila Prabhupada said, I've given everything in my books. How to live a pure life. How to attract Krishna. So this is a brahmana that is pure in his words and his actions. Prana, artha, dhyavacha. His life is pure. He gives his life to Krishna. This is the best charity. It's like this is about charity, giving prasadam. So the best prasadam that we can give as charity is to give Krishna to others. This is prasad also. In a few minutes we're going to have prasadam, morning prasadam. But the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, this is also prasad. Therefore this movement is all about giving prasadam. Also the holy name. This is prasadam. It's the mercy of Krishna. Brahmarpanam brahmavir brahmagna brahmanahutam brahmayavatena gantavya brahmakarma samhayana. That anybody that's engaged in Krishna consciousness, and we give only that which has been offered to Krishna, which is in relation to Krishna, and then we become purified. samodamastapashanti socham shantir arjamevacha. So peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance is another quality of the Brahmana, to be tolerant. Prabhupada said if there is a reversal, better to tolerate than to protest. If we protest, then we can't use our tolerance. We can't exhibit that tolerance. Better to just be tolerant. The false ego wants to protest. You know, why'd you talk to me like that? That's no way to talk to a Vaishnava. We think that we're Vaishnavas. Actually, an interesting Prabhupada says in one purport that the primary symptom of a Vaishnava is that he doesn't think that he's a Vaishnava. Interesting. We're all aspiring to be Vaishnavas. To be a Vaishnava is a very exalted position. So we should always be tolerant. Don't protest, just be tolerant, whatever happens. In the material world, so many reversals will happen, guaranteed. Because this material world is Dukaliyama Sashvatam. It's a place of suffering. There will always be some reversal. So therefore, we have to be tolerant. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty. Honesty, this is difficult. Yudhisthira is the only one that's famous because he never told a lie. So, doesn't say much for everybody else. Right? Everybody else is lying, to some degree or another. So we have to be also honest with ourselves. We think we're in some exalted position. No. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, and wisdom. And religiousness, actually. So these are the qualities of the Brahmana. So as we continue on in Krishna consciousness, then these qualities, they manifest. But it's a gradual process. It's not going to happen immediately. We've been in the material world so long, so much contamination is there. So it may take some time, but we should try our best and not be complacent with the particular level that we've come to. Just keep trying harder and harder and harder. And Krishna will help us. The more we try, the more Krishna will help us. So, is there any question or comment? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Whoop, we have a question.
Thank you for your wonderful class, Prabhu. You mentioned about the tolerance.
Is it done?
Yeah.
Okay.
You mentioned about the tolerance.
About
the tolerance.
Tolerance, yes.
So much things happening in the community. So we'll be like tolerant, tolerant, tolerant. And in some point, it end up in a different things, and they blame the devotees and they blame the management. So how you handle in that position?
Now what's the example you're giving? You're saying that some non-devotee comes,
yeah.
Okay, and something has happened. Devotee did something to disturb the non-devotee. Okay, so you're saying. Should we tolerate the devotee that's doing wrong?
Yes.
No. Now, what I'm saying, we should be tolerant when someone does something which is disturbing to us. We should tolerate that. But if someone does something to disturb another devotee or non-devotee, then we should say something, especially when it's to a non-devotee, because we want to have good PR. We want people to walk away with a good impression of Krishna consciousness. So no, then a devotee should be spoken to. And even when a devotee does something which is not to a high standard, to another devotee. Now that devotee that has been done to, he may tolerate it. But it's good amongst the community that someone should speak to that devotee that's acted improperly towards someone else. Yeah. Because we want to have, you know, nice relations here. Yeah. Nice harmony here amongst the Vaishnava community. So if someone's acting improperly, and the devotee that's happening to, he should tolerate. That's good for his spiritual life. But if someone sees that, I'll give you an example, amazing example, pretty disturbing. There was two devotees, they had some disagreement, a little friction there. And they walked away from each other, angry at each other. And then later one of the devotees went and paid obeisances to him. Which is a nice thing that we have. If there's some disagreement, we go back, please, Prabhu, forgive me for my offense. Pay obeisances. And okay, it's over. But the other devotee didn't accept. And he kicked him in the head. Instead of paying obeisances to him, which he should have did, he kicked him in the head. You can imagine how low the consciousness is. Western mentality. You know, crazy. False ego. So someone else spoke to this devotee. This is, you can't do this, man. This is horrible. Yeah. So then he went back and apologized. But just because he did that, he had great difficulty, spiritual difficulty because of that. So we should try to help one another. If we see something that's wrong, we should try to correct that. Okay? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.